morning. My name is Mother Leah Colville. I've come to you by way of Idaho Falls, and I am not sure if I need to mute or unmute this mic. Lord, teach us to turn on our mics. Can you hear me? Okay, great, perfect. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and one another. Together, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by this I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above. For our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our first or second hymn is 812, Faith of Our Fathers and Mothers.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transformed by your truth. Give us language to proclaim your gospel through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the psalm today is Psalm 1, responsively. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord.
Lord.
Let your ears be attentive
to the voice of my supplications.
If you, O Lord, shall mark iniquities,
Lord, who can stand?
But there is forgiveness with you,
so that you may be here.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits.
And in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord. O Israel, hope is in the Lord.
For with the Lord there is love, and with him
there is power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel
from all his iniquities.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 1. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that in accordance with the scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and therefore we also speak, because we know that that the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you in his. Indeed, everything is for your sake. So that grace, when it is extended to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For our slight momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Oops.
The gospel for today, the third Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the third chapter. And then Jesus went home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for some people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul. By the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called to them and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man, and then the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven their sins, what other blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" And then his mother and his brothers came, and instead they sent to him and called to him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Hey, your mother and your brothers are outside and asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When my family first moved to Haley, Idaho, we rented a small house that was impossible to cool in the summer. That house had a long and private driveway where we parked our VW camper bus. Do we have some bus fans? If you are a fan, it was a 1986 Westfalia and rust in color. It's not rusting, it's just orange. And when it was impossibly hot, my husband would pop the top so that the humidity of our breath would evaporate through that canvas tent. And my 10-year-old daughter and I would fold down the bench seat into a bed, and we would make tea on the propane stove, and we would read novels like Heidi, which is set in the mountains, and we would sleep in comfort. But today, I would like to tell you about sleeping in that bus that was less than comfortable. Do you want to hear a little story? Well, good, otherwise this sermon's real short. That same summer, our daughter's childcare plan was the county day camp via the recreation department. And the summer plans looked really good on paper, but the execution was lacking. So the main thing that our daughter learned that summer was curse words. And that was new vocabulary for her because her previous school was an Episcopal school in Indianapolis. Our dear daughter knew what those words meant, but she did not want her dad to know about this vocabulary lesson because he did not permit the word stupid in case someone should overhear and think that it was about them. So for one summer night, the VW bus became the cuss bus. Now, really, we are having a national conversation about what is profane and what is vulgar. And our gospel today is about the oldest kind of profanity. Disrespectful words about God. But we are going to learn about three kinds of words that are not without saying anything that needs to be bleeped. Alternatives that you may have heard for names of God are Gadzooks, or Odds Bodkins, or Egad, or By George, or Geez, or Jeepers, or Geewillikers. Professor of Psychology Emeritus from the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, Timothy Chay, is essentially a scholar of swearing. And I learned about this from a podcast called Freakonomics. He says that the purposes of swearing are pain management, that actually works, anger, distrust, eliciting one else, bonding with people, calling for help. Swearing can substitute for more violent behavior. It would be more manageable if Israelites and Palestinians were insulting each other instead of kidnapping and killing each other. If I am right, could I get an amen?
Amen.
That's right. And it would be fantastic if the Russians had 10,000 slurs for Ukrainians instead of 10,000 mortar shells. Swearing comes from the emotional part of the brain and not the part that stores vocabulary like ironing board or the word yes, just not the same thing. Swearing also does not follow the same rules of grammar. Men swear more than women and more colorfully. And younger people might swear to show that he or she is his or her own person and will not be bound by society's rules. Marginalized groups might reclaim a slur to take away its power and use it that way in closed circles. In our gospel, Jesus is being crowded by the people who want healing. They saw him heal a man's hand in synagogue on the Sabbath. Last week, you heard that story. And it's beginning to look like a riot to the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Herodians. He can't even eat in his mother's home. He can't even get a sandwich. In another gospel, the person who says he's crazy is his mom. So that maybe everyone will just go away. The scribes, the Pharisees, and the Herodians want the people to disperse before the Romans come and massacre the Israelites. So many people do not know that when Jesus was about 4 years old and living in Egypt as a refugee, one of the Herod brothers was king of the Jews. Now most of the sons, named after Herod the Great, their dad, who was king of the Jews, when the wise men were visiting, you know about that Herod, all those other kids called Herod all had different middle names. This time, King Herod was son 3 of 5, Herod Archelaus. And there was a dispute about a Roman eagle statue that the Jews removed, since making any image is prohibited in the Ten Commandments. And I know that you know that too, because that was last week. Herod Archelaus killed 3,000 people at Passover in 4 of the Common Era. And he was such a bad king that he was exiled after just a couple of years. And you might not even know that there were 3 Herods during Jesus' lifetime. Is that new for you? There were 3 Herods during Jesus' lifetime. But I know that you will not be confused. The Pharisees, the scribes, and the Herodians do not have a professional jealousy of Jesus. They are afraid of crowds that could turn into massacres. So the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Herodians are saying fighting words to disperse the crowds. Don't believe Jesus. You're probably going to get yourself killed if you hang out around here. They say Jesus has an unclean spirit, a demon, or we're secretly Beelzebub, which is a nickname for Baal, the Canaanite fertility god. That is fighting words. That is fighting words. In Christianity, Beelzebub becomes a nickname for the devil, but that is another story. I want to put a quarter in the meter, and I want to make sure that you hear me. The point is that in order to prevent a riot forming, the Jewish religious leaders insulted the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified and has spoken through the prophets for our good and God's glory. And Jesus is not having it. He says insulting the Holy Spirit is the only unforgivable sin. Now, you might have noticed that when people swear, they might say the name of the Father disrespectfully, or they might say the name of the Son disrespectfully, but you could knock me down with a feather if you said you had ever heard a curse that involved the Holy Spirit. You haven't, have you? People just don't do it, and this verse is why. Now, Jesus is also worried about the size of the crowd. He sends his mother and his brothers away from their own house, saying, "Who is my mother? Get out of here, Mom. Who are my brothers?" He doesn't mention his sisters. Maybe they were out. The next kind of profanity or vulgarity is about the body. It comes much later than you think, in the early 1800s, and lasts a long time. When the collective sleeping arrangements change and lead to the rise of private bedrooms, words about the body, about mating, and words about excretion become dirty words. For example, the words belly and stomach were too explicit in the 1920s, so the word tummy was invented. These are the words that I was explaining most often in the cuss bus. The final kind of vulgarity is about groups of people. And I think these are the kind of words that make groups of people feel less than, because that began to change in the 70s and the 80s. That is just about the same time that our bus was new. And I think our scripture directly speaks to this. It says that if a kingdom is divided against itself, then the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand either. So it is really important that we do not exclude people from common culture. Beloved of God, do you believe me that our nation is divided? Do you believe that? And do you believe our nation is in peril if we do not honor the dignity of every human being? In John chapter 20, verse 23, Jesus tells his disciples, If you forgive anyone, his sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. And this is a very short verse that says, in consultation with the larger church, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of scripture, reason, and tradition, the church can decide what is sacred and what is profane or vulgar. This means that with the Holy Spirit, there is ink in the pen. For me, category one, the holy names are right there in the Ten Commandments. And I think that it would be good to be careful about that. It's just good manners not to use someone's name as a swear word. I suppose you could say my name in a fierce way, you know, like, Leah Colville, like that. And it would not be very nice. And it just makes sense to me that you would not use the name of Krishna as a curse, because it would be bad to insult another person's deity. So why do we do that to our own? It is an interesting question. Category two, it's less interesting to me. I am less concerned about addressing the body with accurate and scientific names. I also think it helps to keep kiddos safer if they know the parts of their bodies. I think that is completely fine to you, because it says right there, you can decide for yourself what is vulgar and what is profane. Category 3 is where folks are having a hard time adjusting to the new vocabulary that has fewer words for separating people into the cool kids and the uncool kids. Because in the end, isn't that pretty much what that's about? As for me and for my house, I'm here for it. Like sleeping in the bus, I want everything to cool down so that we can have a cup of tea together and listen to each other's stories, maybe in the mountains and maybe with a little decorum. Amen. Hymn is hymn number 504, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. For the confession of faith in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life from. Amen. With the whole people of God in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, those in need, and in God's creation. Is there a prayer leader in this church? No. Oh, okay. I would love to do that. All right. We come before the triune God to pray for our communities, ourselves, and the world. You reawaken our hearts to your mercy. We give you for the renewers of the church in every age, especially St. Columba, St. Aidan, and St. Bede, who we commemorate today. Enliven the creativity and persistence of all, seeking to transform the church into a closer vision of your beloved community. Merciful God, your presence is revealed in the shade of trees, in the growth of seeds into flowers, in the blessing of plants, granting food in right season. Heal land scarred by deforestation, pollution, and infestation. Teach us to cultivate the earth with reverence, and please look after the Teton Pass. Merciful God, our nations and community are divided, O God. Teach us to listen again with curiosity and mercy, even in disagreement. Grant us the humility to acknowledge our hardness of heart and make us bold in modeling cooperation for the sake of the common good. Merciful God, hear the prayers of all who cry out to you from the depths of fear, despair, or hopelessness, those whom we lift in our hearts. With haste, rescue the victims of trafficking, exploitation, and abuse. Bless organizations and individuals who work on their behalf. Merciful God, grant wisdom and clarity to all who are in discernment and transition, high school graduates preparing for first jobs or new educational journeys, those who are shifting in their careers, those who are navigating changes in relationships, those who are retiring. Accompany them with your peace. Merciful God, praise to you for our ancestors in faith who believed, spoke, and lived in you, especially those whom we lift in our hearts. Who taught you to love God? Give us confidence that as Jesus was raised, so we too will be raised and with the saints into your everlasting presence. Merciful God,
receive our
prayers, O God, and come quickly to our aid through the power of the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Do we have a deacon to help with announcements? Perfect.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday of Pentecost. Actually, welcome to all of you who are visiting with us here today in person and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or internet broadcast. Also, thank you to Mother Leah for coming. Happy birthday this week to Chuck Strom and Pat Chase. Happy anniversary this week to Mike and Becky Salisbury. Are there any other announcements? Okay, the offering will be collected at this time. Charlie?
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, bless us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in the feeding of the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death and in rising has brought to us eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, with cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples to eat. This is my body, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." We pray your gracious God to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And now we pray as the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, eternal life. So I'm just learning today. Great. Okay, so you told me to stand in the middle and distribute the bread, which I'm doing. We're going to do that first. Okay. Different places do it different ways. There's a great diversity in the kingdom of God. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, keep you in eternal life. The table is ready. Please come forward. golden vessels are whisked away and put away so that you cannot see them. And we do that because you are the vessels of Christ now. If this is the body and blood of Christ, please take this goodwill, this holy meal, into the world to feed the world, because it's so hungry. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us with this gift, in faith towards you and fervent love towards one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm going to sing the benediction. Let's see how it goes. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever. Grant you peace, perfect peace, courage in every endeavor. Lift up your eyes and see God's face, full of grace forever. May the Lord, mighty God, bless and keep you forever. Verses 1, 5, and 6.
Thank you.
rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.